All right. We like to have fun. I would say out of anything here on the Joe and Alex show, if you take anything away from it, you'll realize that this is a fun place for the most part, and that's what we're all about. We just want to relax and have a good time. We try not to get too serious, and today that kind of changes just for a brief second, okay? We'll move on with the show, but I'm a bigger guy, and I share stuff on air. I'm about 400 pounds. I fluctuated. Like, I've lost 100 pounds like 3 or 4 times in my life, and I put it back on. Like, I really struggle with my weight, and right now, I'm right around 400 pounds. I went to the doctor for my yearly physical a month or so ago, and got some blood work, and everything seemed to come back fine. My doctor's like, hey, Joe, your results came in last week from the blood thing, and your glucose, like diabetes and stuff, totally cool. Like, it's a little high, but it's within the range. Not diabetic, which is fearful for me. I don't want to have that. My blood pressure, I just went the other day for a sleep study follow-up, and it was like 120/68, which is incredible. I mean, I am on like a little bit of blood pressure medication to make sure I don't have high blood pressure, so I got to work on that, but I'm still doing okay. And my cholesterol's healthy. All that stuff's good. You think of blood work, everything's great, but then I get a call yesterday from my doctor's office, kind of towards the end of the show. And, you know, I'm like, okay, I hear this in the background. They're talking to me and they're like, hey, Joe, we actually overlooked something on some of your blood work. You got a second?
Yikes. That's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm there on the phone and I'm talking and it's just, I don't know. It's tough to talk about this.
You died?
And you came back?
No, I wish. That'd be cool, because I'd let you know if I saw Jesus or not. No, this is how pathetic and sad my life's become. My doctor wants to put me on a pill for the next 8 weeks, then do a blood follow-up.
What?
My vitamin D level was a little low.
Are you kidding me? You are so dramatic.
Because I don't do anything. I know. I know. I never get any sunlight. My wife's like, see, that means you got to get your ass up and go outside. I am such a lazy sloth, almost more than Alex, but I think she stays in bed longer than I do at one time. And somehow my vitamin D was just low. So she's like, I want you to start taking a pill every day, like just over the counter.
Yeah.
But how pathetic is that? That I'm so, like, such a hermit.
He is a vampire. He is a vampire. He is a vampire.
That literally is my problem. That I have to get more sunlight in my life.
You need to, yes, take the dog. We have had a beautiful week so far. You had 2 days that were gorgeous. You totally should have taken the dogs out for a while.
I like sleeping. And real quick, I'd like this one or two calls. 317-239-1009. Call real quick because we're about to move on. Does anybody else have a thing where, like, they had low vitamin D? Is that just from not getting enough sunlight? I assume that's what it is, because I've never had that problem before.
What food has vitamin D in it?
Doesn't milk have vitamin D?
That's like baby milk though.
Okay.
Like little kids drink. Well, cheese.
Do we know anybody that's breastfeeding?
So dairy products, you need more cheese and eggs. I eat tons of eggs.
I eat
tuna.
Okay.
I know you like stinky tuna because you bring it in here and open it up in front of us.
I like salmon. I like sushi. Would that be a good
shrimp, oysters? Oh, I'm amazing. That's why my vitamin D is off the hook, because it's a ton of like seafood and dairy. That's all I eat.
But that's the only D Alex is getting.
That's the only D you need, baby.
Oh man, every guy here for the combine is like, that's disappointing to hear. Okay.
Herring and sardines, cod liver oil, yep, oysters.
All right, hold on. Maybe somebody can help
me. Mushrooms.
Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Can you help me out here and let me know if this is an actual sunlight issue or what is this?
No, it's not necessarily a sunlight issue. I work in a doctor's office, and this is one of the things we treat. Sometimes it can actually be a weight thing. Your body doesn't absorb it like it should, nutrients.
Oh, because I'm so fat.
Well insulated.
The sun can't hit every spot of him because he's just too big.
Oh,
no, that's not it. But it's actually, lots of folks have and don't even know it.
Do you think there's a possibility this could kill me?
Oh, no.
Okay, good. Good. Hey, thank you so much.
Orange juice. You can drink some orange juice that has vitamin C and vitamin D.
Oh, man, okay. It just, at first I didn't understand, because the doctor's like, Joe, you have a little D. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, your little D's low. I'm like, hey, I know I had a physical and all that, but you don't got to bring that up to me and tell me everything. All right. I appreciate that. I just wanted to share and let you guys know where the status of that I am right now.
I'm glad you're not going to die.
And you might want to look for another host in case I do die.
Okay. Right, I'll take over. SpongeBob and Gossip Girl and The Bachelorette. That's all you need.
All right. I have to stay alive now for everybody.